all the people, you know, they can't believe. Jamaica, we got a bobsled team.
What does it have to do with anything?
What's the Olympics?
It's the Summer Olympics.
I was kind of hoping Usain Bolt would, like, trip during his qualifying race so he wouldn't make the Olympics tragically. And then, like, you know, basically the plot of
like, but running would happen. That actually did happen.
Yeah?
It's based on a true story.
Yeah, but I wish it would happen again. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
What? The what?
Exploding Barrel Podcast. I had a Boston accent all of a sudden.
Yeah, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. For August 9th, 2012, Mike Minotti. I'm joined by my brother, AJ.
Yo.
How's it going?
Good.
What you up to?
This and that.
Yeah, tell me. I'm curious. I want to know exactly what you've been doing.
Drinking this water? Mm. See? How's your water?
It's all right. So we're going to start with the news, then we'll get into our week of gaming and releases. So let's how's the news look?
Oh, yeah, all kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah?
It's eventful.
It's nuts.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. All right, let's hear it.
All right, so good news. Knights of the Old Republic 2 is complete.
Oh. How long did that take?
A few years.
A few years? When did the game come out?
Forget.
Probably like 10 years ago, right?
Maybe.
Probably
but the Sith Lord Restoration content mod is complete with version 1.8. The mod team says, as far as they know, this is the game Obsidian meant to release, minus the droid production planet that they're going to, like, that was like nowhere near done. So they're going to have to do, like, basically most of that from scratch, and they are going to hopefully do that as a separate mod. So this is actually kind of cool, because truth be told, I've been like, I mean, I didn't even know about this when I first started playing SWTOR, or, yeah, SWTOR 2. No, KOTOR, Jesus. Yeah. KOTOR 2, I never finished it.
Did you ever get far in it?
Yeah, a few hours.
Just wasn't the same?
It was missing something. Maybe it was this, I don't know.
I've always meant to go back to it,
and then when I found out this was being worked on 5 years ago, I was like, oh, I'll wait till they finish that. Well, now it's done, so I might actually go back and play KOTOR 2 now.
Is it like voice acted and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, most of the stuff was there in the code.
The voice acting.
Yeah. Now there were some holes in voice acting, and they went like voice acting forums and got people to do it.
Soundalikes.
I mean, most of it was probably NPCs, who just could be whatever.
Oh,
so
okay.
They just got actors. But yeah, apparently they had a significant chunk of content. Apparently the ending was like. Not there.
That's what I heard. Like when the game came out, was everyone's like, "There's no ending."
Yeah. So it's that's all back. So it's pretty cool.
That's
I'm excited.
Nice.
Yeah. The next story. So much like Mass Effect 2 on the PS3 did, when Mass Effect 3 for Wii U comes out, it's going to have an interactive comic for the first two games. Which is kind of cool.
I assume it'll be the first comic. I mean, the same comic for the first.
Right. I mean, that'd be my assumption as well.
But then you just have that. It's got to be a long comic.
Yeah.
So before we play the game, do you think you read it on the Wii Pad? Flip the pages?
I wouldn't be surprised if there's some bullshit there.
Click on Ashley or Kaden.
Yeah.
Click on which one you want to live.
It's so amazing. It's like I'm using two screens.
Click on which one you want to live. You want to shoot Rex? Touch him right now. And Kaden will put a bullet through him. Yeah.
I thought you shot Rex.
What?
Don't you shoot Rex yourself?
You can have... No, you have Kaden do it, I thought.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe you could do both.
There's so many choices.
So many possibilities and outcomes for the same thing to happen at the end. Oh, they fixed it now, right? Slightly better. All right.
EA and Maxis going at it against Zynga.
Zynga.
Yes. So, to bring everyone up to speed. So, Zynga has been pretty well known to be kind of... rip-off-ish in their games. I mean, Words with Friends is Scrabble. Farmville is a knockoff of some little indie game. But they finally crossed the line when they released The Ville, which is pretty strikingly similar to SimCity Social.
Right.
But this is the first time that they've ripped off somebody with the ability and resources to be like, hey, fuck you.
No.
Like, when they ripped off Farmville from some little guy, he wasn't going to be able to do anything about it.
Right.
So, it's curious. Like, what do you think happens if EA wins this suit?
Well, Zynga's already in a lot of trouble right now.
Yes.
Financially not so great. I think
their COO.
The CEO stepped down. There's insider trading thing. Their newest game is Gems with Friends, which is, it appears to me to be a ripoff of,
yeah, I guess it doesn't play as much like it, but when you look at it, it's hard not to think Bejeweled.
It's a puzzle game with gems.
Yeah.
Like, obviously they want people who like Bejeweled to play. Like, that's what they're trying to do.
Right.
So they have, like, a stigma now. They have financial problems. And losing a major court case, that could be the death knell. Now, what's a knell? K-N-E-L-L.
I think that's right.
That's a thing. What is it, though?
That's the ring of a bell. I don't know.
Wouldn't it be more of a knoll?
How about you just say it's the end of them?
It'll be the end of you. This'll be the end of you. I guess, like, what they're really hoping for is for, like, all that legalizing online gambling stuff to happen so that they can do, like, Zynga Poker on Facebook with real money.
Which, I guess, already the first real money Facebook game came out this week.
Right, so, like, that's what they
want.
That's
not shady sounding at all.
Yeah, Christ. So that's what they want. And, we'll get it. All right, next.
Busy week at Valve headquarters. After pouring through some of the code in the Source Filmmaker, there are references to, surprise, Source 2.
Cool. Well, you didn't think they were going to make Half-Life 3 on just the Source engine.
Yeah.
Because, wait, now what? Half-Life 1.
That was their... It was a heavily modified Quake engine.
Quake 2 engine, right?
I thought it was just Quake.
Wasn't it Quake?
I'm pretty sure it's just Quake.
No.
Yeah.
Quake 2.
No, heavily modified Quake.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm pretty certain on that. I could be
I'll
wrong.
I'll say Quake 2, because when I think about Quake 2, those characters look Quake 2-y.
Well, I mean, keep in mind, Bioshock was Unreal 2. I mean, you could modify the hell out of an engine.
I remember when Anachronox came out, and it was Quake 2. People were freaking out because Quake 2 was so old then. Look this up.
I am. Keep going.
But, I mean, presumably they're going to do Source 2, and Half-Life 3 will be the launch game for it. Because that's what they did with Source 1, right?
Right.
Was, here's Half-Life 2, here's Source, and it all makes sense. I mean, the Source engine still looks pretty good, but it's old now.
It's 8 years old.
It's 8 years old. So the time has come, I guess. I mean, you look at Portal 2 or something like that, and it's almost hard to see why. Probably almost more for their developing point. Oh, what, are you right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, whoop the freaking
It's the Quake engine.
All right.
Sorry, what were you saying?
I don't know. I'm glad, I guess.
Yeah.
Good. I'm sure it'll be very pretty.
Now, in September, we kind of already knew this was happening, but they're going to start selling non-gaming software through Steam.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
I don't know. I haven't said.
What does it mean? What's some non-gaming software? Like Photoshop?
Photoshop, yeah.
Is Photoshop going to be on sale?
Maybe.
Can I get Photoshop for 75% off?
Sweet.
That'd be great.
Well, the thing that has me excited is, like, I see apps on the Mac App Store, for example, that, you know, be nice, but again, it's the same thing. It's like, well, shit, like Lightroom, Adobe Lightroom. It's photo management software. It's like, well, I might want that for Windows, too. If they do the same thing with the games, you could get both versions. I mean, I don't know exactly how it's going to work, but, like, that's the kind of utopia in my head.
I see.
That'd be pretty good.
All right.
And I didn't even think of that. If they have huge sales and software like that, that'd be awesome.
It would be
nice. My God, that'd be great. Wow, now I'm all excited. He was not excited.
Who?
THQ. Because they're not doing Insane anymore. Here's a shocker. This was the Guillermo del Toro game. They've canceled it and given the rights of Insane back to del Toro.
Come on, what's he going to do with it?
I don't know.
Take it somewhere else? Does he really care?
Maybe he'll just make a movie out of it.
Does he really want... I feel like none of these directors are always making games.
Was this the third big one now to just fail?
Spielberg had his game with EA. That
was going to make you cry.
Yeah, it was going to make you cry. Peter Jackson had
that weird Halo thing.
What, I always wonder, what the hell was that? Like, he was like, Peter Jackson's making a Halo game. Like, oh, was it the next Halo? No. Well, it's a first-person shooter in the Halo universe. I'm like, well, then
wasn't
what?
That, it was supposed to be some weird storied thing. I don't know.
I feel like they just, like, it'll be great. Peter Jackson. And then, like, they're like, Peter Jackson, what are you going to get around to? He's like, you know, maybe in 10 years, like, oh. Because Peter Jackson's like, oh,
yeah, we
shoot.
We don't do that.
I don't want to make a game really that much. These guys don't want
to
make
games. So, I mean, do you think this is it? Like, our Hollywood director is going to stop trying to do
I'm
this?
I'm tired of Hollywood directors trying to make gaming their vanity project.
But, I mean, what do you think, like, Del Toro went to THQ was like, listen, I have this idea. Or was THQ like, here's a bunch of money, make something for us.
I'm sure, like, Del Toro's like, oh, I want to help make a game. But he's never going to, like, stop doing... I would like this if, like, Del Toro said, look, I'm going to make a game, and I'm going to be the director of the game, and
yeah,
for
five years,
I'm not going to make movies or anything. That'd be cool, and I would like to see, like...
Yeah, but it's like, yeah, we're going to do this, but I'm over here making movies still. It's like,
right.
Well, you're not... I mean, making a movie's pretty freaking hard. You're not working that hard on the video game.
Right. Now, you know, honestly, it's kind of dumb. So,
you know what's dumb?
What's dumb, Magic Guy?
Smash Brothers on the Wii U.
On the Wii U, what's wrong
now? Well, now Sakurai's saying that they're trying to make it more familiar and focused.
Well, that's all right. All what he was saying is...
I hope
he always gets asked, like, are you going to do it in 3D now? Or something. And he's saying no. He's saying he's not going to change the fundamentals of the gameplay.
I'm hoping this means also that, like, it's not going to become Smash Brothers cross Tekken.
No, he's saying he does not want to do it. He said the same thing, like, you know, doing Snake and Sonic was fun, but he doesn't want to do that too many, like, guest characters.
Uh-huh.
And I think having a lot of Tekken characters in it would literally be the worst thing ever.
Yes.
Because I don't give a shit about Tekken.
Well, then they, like, with that, I guess we're talking about it now. So some characters leaked for PlayStation All-Star Battle Royale.
Like leaked again. Like,
like two Tekken characters. Who cares? How many people like Tekken that much? I know I'm overstating. I'm sure there's a lot of people who like Tekken. We never got into it.
We never got it, but still.
But, I mean, how relevant is that game today, honestly?
You don't need three Tekken characters.
No.
That's true.
It's ridiculous.
You don't... Yeah, almost one Tekken character was kind of... That's fine. I can see, because
Tekken was a big hit on the original PlayStation.
Yeah, on the original PlayStation, Tekken was
like,
a big hit.
Like, put that guy everyone knows with the hair.
Yeah, I guess fine, but don't put... Yeah. And especially when there's, like, you know, you still need to get... They still need to get a Team Ico character in there. They really should get Crash Bandicoot and Spyro in there, kind of for old time's sake.
Yeah, well, if we're going to have freaking Tekken characters.
Yeah, I mean, I know they're multi-platform now, but whatever. Just
so is Tekken.
Yeah, get Crash Bandicoot and Spyro in there. And there's, you know, other things. I'm trying to think, what have they been missing so far? I feel like there's some big ones. Like, that hadn't even been leaked.
Well, we have Ratchet and Clank, but not Jack and Daxter yet. I'm sure that's coming.
No, we do have Jack and Daxter.
Oh, we do? Did I miss that?
Yeah,
okay.
They were.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I remember.
So Ratchet and Clank's happening, and that's... obvious.
And then Raiden.
Not Snake.
I know you're not.
But see, now people are saying, like, well, you can't be surprised because he has a game coming out. Well, that's the problem. Now, Smash Brothers, it was a crossover, but it was never used to promote other games. Like, Smash Brothers did not have a Mario Galaxy level in it, even though, like, Mario Galaxy was coming out. It had a Sunshine stuff because they just said, well, here's what happened last.
Yeah.
It concerns me that they're, like, using this to promote other games. Like, it's like a reverse Avengers, you know? It shouldn't be about that. It should be about celebrating the history and the legacy, not about, like, we're going to show off what's coming out next. And worrisome. Not a good philosophy to have.
No. Yeah, it is a good philosophy. Yep. Now that Atlus has nothing else to do, they're finally doing Persona 5.
Right. Well,
as a next-gen game.
They're going to have to redo assets and everything now, which is going to be...
scary for them, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But, there you go. You excited?
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be great. Persona games are amazing. I've always wondered what it would look like on next-gen. I wonder if it'll kind of try to look more like the anime drawings that they do. Because they kind of have a sort of, like, I don't want to say chibi, but, you know. Like the actual models. Next.
So Microsoft thinks you're really dumb.
How dumb do they think?
Pretty
I am?
Dumb. So Ryan Hall of Microsoft was being interviewed about, like, all this upcoming stuff, and he just kind of started rattling off this list, like, yeah, we got all this great new stuff. You know, Windows 8, the new Microsoft Office, new Windows Phone, new Xbox, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, there, finally. Someone from Microsoft acknowledged that, yeah, they're making a new Xbox, which everyone knows. But no, Microsoft to come out and be like, what he meant was, you know, the new Fall update, which is going to have the smart glass and Internet Explorer. That's what he meant when he said new... Yeah, it's like, come on, don't insult our intelligence. Yeah.
We know. We saw your stupid... word is escaping me right now for some reason.
That internal document slideshow.
No, the development kit we saw.
Oh, yeah, that too. Oh, come on. You know what, Mike? I think Sony might be making a PlayStation 4, too.
No.
Just a guess. No. I mean, I know why they have to do this, because, like, there's that theory that you'll cannibalize potential sales if people know the next thing's coming. You know, I mean, EA wasn't worried about that when they announced SWTOR is free-to-play, but you know what I mean.
Ha. Well.
Ba-dum-bum. Silent Hill HD Collection. Boy, I hope you didn't buy it for the Xbox.
Yeah, they're just not patching it, right?
I'm going to read you...
They said they don't have enough resources.
I want to read you the entire press release.
No, Christ.
Please, it's not long. Okay. Oh, it's great. PlayStation 3 online patch deployed. Xbox 360 patch no longer scheduled for release. Today, Konami Digital Entertainment Incorporated announced that while a PlayStation 3 online title update for Silent Hill HD Collection has been deployed for download via PlayStation Network, plans for an Xbox 360 title update have been canceled due to technical issues and resources. Understanding the issues some users are experiencing, Konami issued a title update for Silent Hill HD Collection PS3, which fixed frame rate issues as well as audio syncing and other reported issues. Konami apologizes to any players who are continuing to experience these issues on the Xbox 360 SKU. Silent Hill HD Collection is available at retail stores nationwide.
So basically they're not...
We have a broken-ass game, but you can still go buy it, and we're really sorry about that.
Yeah. What do they mean they don't have
technical
resources?
Issues are preventing them from fixing the technical issues.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean...
I think they're just saying they don't want to spend the money to it because it's expensive.
Well, no, I know exactly what it is. They already admitted, when they made this HD collection, it was from the incomplete source code.
Right.
At that point, you should be like, we probably shouldn't do this. But
no. Money to be made.
Exactly. It's ridiculous. If they could go back to Metal Gear Solid 4 and repatch the game with trophies and all this bullshit they're adding to it, you think they can make a broken game work that they're still selling? If they're not going to fix it, they should at least pull it off the shelves and give something to the people who bought this broken-ass game.
Honestly.
Oh, it pisses me off.
Give them a copy of Silent Hill Downpour.
Well, something. I mean, my God. Let them even get the PS3 version if they want. Mm-hmm. This goes to that bigger problem of that there's no return policy on games, even when they could be completely broken.
Right.
And I know, like in a lot of cases, like, oh, well, they'll patch it. Well, that's dumb. If it's broken out of the box, then like I should be able to return and be like, well, this is a broken piece of shit. I don't care if they're going to fix it later. I paid $60 on the day, and it's broken.
Another note, Atlas fixed the problem with the 360 multiplayer in Persona.
Mm-hmm. Is that patch out yet?
Yeah, it's out.
Oh, there you go.
Push it down.
Look at that. Couple days.
Their release was really funny because they like had a thing that's like quotes from like just users like, yeah, works now and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like self-deprecating. It
was
funny.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. It makes you seem like human fucking beings.
Exactly. Oh, that's great. Speaking of the Metal Gear Solid 4 patch, do you have any interest in like playing that again?
No.
Really? I kind of am almost curious. You kind of forget, when you think about Metal Gear Solid 4, the first thing you think about is, man, there's a lot of cutscenes, it's very
tough. Oh, yeah, no. Here's the thing. I mean, yeah, the 10% of the time you're spent playing the game is fantastic.
And it's a gorgeous game, too.
Yeah, but then there's 90% of they're spinning on top of each other. Great.
Well, the first time around, that stuff was okay, though. I just don't know if I need that a second time. Especially since, like, so much of it was, like... so much of it was like, hey, were you wondering what happened in the Metal Gear Solid 2 and Y3 connects to anything? Here it is. So, maybe it was dumb, but I was invested in it at least.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do it again.
I'd probably go through and skip a lot of those. Like, I don't need to watch the 35-minute Vamp and Raiden fight that has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, it's a bit excessive. All right.
Everyone freaked out today when Sony abandoned the trademark for Last Guardian, meaning they let it lapse. They didn't renew it.
I actually... It's fun how I have resources now. I actually talked to Sony.
Oh. What did Sony say?
Sony said that they can confirm that Last Guardian is still in development and that they are still planning to publish it.
Okay.
So I guess it's just been a while.
So some guy in the clerk department was like, oops.
Yeah.
Oh, I was supposed to do that.
It would be funny if somebody like went in and trademarked The Last Guardian right now.
It's really hard to do that without proving intent of doing anything with it.
I guess so. I have a comic book called Last Guardian.
Yeah, something. I don't know.
That's funny, though. I mean, it's just weird. What is taking so goddamn long? What is wrong with these Japanese developers?
Well, there's problems with the American developers, too, Michael.
What have they been doing?
Look at me go. I'm just the king of the segue today. Yeah. BioShock Infinite. Now, everyone read this as multiplayer was cut from the game. But if you read it carefully, it's some multiplayer modes were cut. Specifically, an early try to mode where it was kind of like a co-op tower defense thing where you got shrunk into an arcade machine. I don't know what that means.
I didn't even know it was going to have multiplayer.
Yeah, it is. They originally said in May of 2011 they wouldn't say for sure if it was going to. Then, like, yeah, it's going to.
Do you think that's why it was delayed? Because that would be pretty crap.
I don't know. The other mode that was cut was basically a Spec Ops-like mode from Call of Duty where you took environments for single player and made, like, co-op multiplayer missions through them. Right. That got cut, too. But it didn't say multiplayer entirely was cut. So there's still something, I'm assuming. Then, you know, in the wake of those two people who left last week, now a producer from Gears of War has joined the team.
What do you think people left? Do you think it's just because development is winding down?
No, like, I mean, like, the art director, he's not doing anything at this point. I mean, all the assets, I assume, are there.
Right.
He's been with the company for 13 years. Ken Levine said, sometimes people just want to go do something else.
Yes. But it's weird. If your game is game development, you know, it's weird that you would leave them. But it's been weirder. You've had that person, that girl who left Valve.
Yeah.
And what other else?
To make Quantum Conundrum.
Right.
But yeah, I mean,
I just want to play this game.
I do too.
And not the multiplayer modes. It's weird. You think they would have... I mean, I don't know. I wonder if they looked at the numbers and said, you know, we still did make money from Bioshock 2 having a multiplayer mode.
Well, the thing was with the original Bioshock, it was sold back to GameStop a lot. People beat it, and then a week later, yeah, sold it to GameStop.
So I guess that's the hope, is that you'll...
You won't sell it right away.
I guess I can
see it. Just keeping the promise of single-player DLC, that's might be enough to keep people to hang on to it.
Fair enough.
All right, I'm done.
Oh. Cool. You want to talk about soundscapes?
Sound shapes.
Shapes?
Yes.
I'm reviewing this game. I don't know what it's called.
Soundscapes would almost make more sense, wouldn't it? Whatever.
No, so I get it. So it's like... It's a little Big Planet, but...
With music. Well, it's cool because... I mean, originally this game was supposed to be, like, a big trump card for the Vita. And I think, like, 2 or 3 months ago, Sony was like, shit, we didn't sell a lot of Vitas. It's coming out on PlayStation 3 as well!
Yeah.
But what's nice is you buy one, you get both.
Seems much better suited for the Vita, just for the way the touchscreen controls work for the level editor.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's talk about the gameplay first. It's very... simple, really. Just, you know, platforming. You're like a little fried egg looking dude.
You can stick to certain walls and jump. Yeah, it's a very simple platform. It's almost too simple. And not so much just like the platforming itself, but it's very much like...
Well, how far did you get into the campaign?
I'm in the last album.
I mean, there's some vehicles and stuff that...
No, I don't really mean that. There's no... I don't want to say story, because obviously you don't need a story, but there's no... connecting thing. I mean, levels are connected thematically and visually. There's no motivation, like, at all. It's not even Mario where it's like, you know, go save the princess at least. There's nothing resembling a plot at all.
No, that doesn't bother me.
It kind of almost does sometimes. I kind of feel like there's... Because sometimes you're just a ball. And you're just jumping around. And I don't know, is that all you need?
Yeah. Because it's about making the music for me.
Like, yeah, Little Big Planet, it's campaign. It has kind of a story or something. The thing is right next to my goddamn mouth.
No, Mike,
do you see where
I have mine?
No, I see it. I'm not going to do this
that's
the whole time.
That's what you do. That's how microphones work.
This thing costs you like $100. I assume if I hold it literally 4 inches from my mouth, it'll pick me up.
Well, yeah, but it's picking
if
up at a minute.
If you gesture to me to put the thing close to my mouth one more time, I swear to God, I will throw it into your goddamn face.
Look.
Now what was I saying? Look, it's just you're a ball and you jump around and it's fun. But, I mean, I can't play more than 3 levels of it without not wanting to, you know, kind of just stop for a bit.
I don't know, I didn't have that problem.
That was a problem.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not... I don't know. It sounds dumb when I say it almost. But, yeah,
did you have a hard time relating to the ball?
That's
just your problem. Like, did you want to feel
what is
empathy?
Its motivation? What is it moving around?
There's
why
no
is
motivation.
There a ball?
You're just getting notes to make cool music in cool environments. That's all.
I guess. But the campaign is short.
Yeah.
Even like compared to like, you know, Little Big Planet, I always had giant campaigns. I never.
Yeah,
even
but
finished.
This game also cost you $15.
cost me nothing.
But well, cost me 11 too, because I have PlayStation Plus. But yeah, the level editor is where the meat of this game is going to
exist. And it's a very well done level editor. You use the touchscreen front and back really well.
Use back to move stuff around, resize it, and it's all relative touching, which makes it work.
I don't think it's ultimately as expansive as Little Big Planet.
But it never tries to.
Like you can't make like a calculator, like you can't. But it's probably a lot easier to use.
I've already made two levels, almost done with the third one, and I'm pretty happy with them. Actually, it's probably the best stuff I've ever made with like an in-game editor. I wish the community like search filters were a little better.
See, I haven't tried any of that yet.
It seems like every time I go to like the top-rated stuff, it's been the same since Tuesday.
Okay.
And I don't know, like it right now, it's a combination of people screwing around who have no idea what they're doing, and a lot of people trying to make like very poor attempts at like doing the Mario theme.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to create loops.
Right. Like, so you can't do like a whole song.
Right. And I think people like, you know, I did a Tetris remix, but I tried to make it work as like a looped remix thing. I didn't just like play the Tetris theme.
It's really much better suited to making original things than trying.
Yeah.
That's what everybody's going to want to do.
Yeah.
Just like with Little Big Planet, how you had Mario and
exactly
everybody wants to do that stuff.
But it's really good for $15, especially having on both. It's pretty cool. There's a cloud syncing thing, but when I tried it on the PS3, it wasn't working. Like it gave me a server error.
Right.
But it was cool because I could play the levels I made on the Vita on my TV, which is kind of neat for some reason.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So that totally works. So, yeah, it's awesome. If you have a Vita especially, get this. Do you want to talk about Persona now?
Yeah, what do you think about it? Because you don't have any attachment to the series,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm massively enjoying it just from a 2D fighter point of view. It's kind of cool because the game, it's not so much reliant on special moves and combos as much. Like, every character is like 4 or 5 moves. But where the depth comes in all the various subsystems, which are consistent across characters. So I mean, the game makes it easier to play multiple characters, but still master the game itself,
right? Like
which I like.
Almost everybody's special move and super moves, it's the same inputs for just about everything.
Yeah, every
they're all quarter rolls.
Everything's a quarter roll, yeah.
Or like there's two quarter rolls to do one thing, yeah.
There are combos, but they're not like A, B, X, Y, B, 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 Y, B, X, Y, wait 3 frames, and then hit Y again.
Right, it's not about
like rote memorization,
right? Yeah, it's
about reacting
about,
and knowing how. Like, okay, if he's gonna hit me with a burst counter, well, I need to do a midair recovery, and I could come back at him with an all out attack and knock him into a combo that way. Like, but I could do that with any character. That's what I like.
Mm-hmm.
I played through the arcade mode. You did too, right?
Yeah.
Which I guess is like a condensed version of the story. I didn't. If I had known that, I would have just done the story first. But I was like, that's how I learned the game. I play through arcade
mode. I wish there was more of a almost bare bones arcade mode.
Yeah, well, there is. You just play versus mode against the CPU, I guess.
Yeah, well, sure.
We said before they fixed the netcode patch. I haven't actually tried it online yet, so I don't know what that does exactly. But I will probably tonight, actually.
Blaze Blue had a very good netcode, good interface for these things. It did something that I loved where, and like it was something that Street Fighter 4 wouldn't do, where when Street Fighter 4 couldn't find a match, it would just kick you out of the match finder.
Yeah.
Whereas BlazBlue, if it can't find you a match, you just try it again.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it looks gorgeous. I mean, what are they called? Arc Systems or whatever? The guys who actually developed the game?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I mean,
it's the BlazBlue, the Guilty Gear.
Yeah, they've always made pretty games. And I think their art mixed with the Persona art style is killer. It looks fantastic. I also like the mechanic, how it's like, every character has their persona, so it's almost like you're fighting with two characters in a way, like simultaneously. It works really, really well. It's great. I love it. We got it on 360, because I know some people like, that's the only thing I hate. It's like, you know, some people are getting on one, some of the others, so I can't play you online, and oh, you have a stick for that system, so that's why you got it there, and it's like, if only what's his name was right. Dennis died. And we just all play together in harmony.
Right.
But yeah, it's really freaking rad.
It's really cool. I like it a lot.
Oh, God. There's another game I played. What was it? What did I want to talk about?
I don't know.
Did you play anything else?
Nah. There's a storm coming.
You played more Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah. It's great. I love it.
That's good.
I have more thoughts on it.
there's something else. It wasn't like AAA big title big, but...
You're saying you don't want me to give you releases?
No, give me the releases, whatever. Apparently it wasn't that important.
I guess not. All right, so Deponia. What's Deponia? It's a PC game.
I never heard
like
of it.
It's like a cartoon. Deponia is a fast-paced comedy of errors. One of the most unusual love stories. Was it an adventure game? I don't know. Amazing Spider-Man finally came out on PC. How about that? Hybrid came out for 360.
Well, it came out, was pulled because the servers were borked, and it shortly came up again.
Persona 4.
Oh, Symphony.
What's Symphony?
I want to get this. Okay, PC? it's another one of those games where it uses your music to create levels. It's a vertical shmup.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks cool. I love games that do that. What else?
Persona 4 Arena for, you know, 360 and PS3.
The PC version of Hero Academy got delayed at the last minute. Yeah. I'm bummed.
And that's about it. Sound Shapes, Vita, PS3. All right.
Yay.
Zyda, why don't you bring us out for once?
Okay. Thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com on the iTunes Music Store, where you can leave us a review, which is always appreciated, and subscribe. You can also find us on Twitter at Exploding Barrel and Facebook Exploding Barrel. We are rapidly coming up on the 5-year anniversary.
Oh, man.
Can you believe it? Did you ever think we started doing this 5 years later?
No, I did not.
So we'll come up with something special to do for the big anniversary show. Thank God it's after Chris's wedding. That'll do it. So,
Ooh, thunder.
Yes. Right. Is there something coming out next week that's exciting to us?
No.
The following week is Mario 2.
Next week. I can skip ahead.
Yeah, we can check. Darksiders is the big release, I guess.
Sleeping Dogs also. I don't
think we're getting those right away. All right, so it's going to be a sweet show next week.
Last Story comes out next week.
Last Story? Which was that?
That's Project Rainfall.
Oh, right. Okay.
All right.
Not getting that either. All bye. Right.
Bye. I swear to God, I will throw it into your goddamn face.